Time now for your letters, and you had many comments on our commentators about Leanne Hansen's discussion with New York Times columnist Robert Lipsight on the current state of professional basketball. Daniel Enright of South Pasadena, California writes, "I listened with great sadness to the interview. Lipsight found no problem with players who are vocal in their anti-gay remarks. One of the words he used to describe these young players was exciting and said their only responsibility was to show up for the game and do their job. When did public bigotry become tolerable again? As a gay man with two daughters, what do I tell them when we want to go to the game, but by going would be supporting players and teams that are perpetuating prejudice and hatred?" And Paul Grant in Tempe, Arizona adds, "To say the people who complain about the behavior of some NBA stars have no merit is insulting to the intelligence of your listeners. Allen Iverson is everything that's wrong with the NBA. He promotes a lifestyle, gang life, that I have to do battle with in my classroom every day. Lipsight ripped Michael Jordan for never taking a stand and just playing basketball and making money. This is a crime. He would rather Jordan put out a rap album that bashes gays, condones beating up women, and glorifies violence. This is one of the low points of your show." Diane Roberts' essay about the dress code for staffers in the Bush White House brought many letters. David Sargent writes, "What was the purpose of that mean-spirited and offensive diatribe by Ms. Roberts? Does she object to bringing back a sense of decency and respect for the White House?" And Benjamin Rice said, "I'm horrified at the disrespect she showed to both the sitting president and to our nation in general. Heaven forbid we should require people to show respect to the president, to the place where they're working, and to their employers, we the people." And lastly, Daniel Shore's commentary on the role of the media when fugitives or criminals demand broadcast time brought this note from Greg Weisk of St. Cloud, Minnesota. "Thank you, Dan, for your insights on and questioning of journalistic ethics concerning the Texas Seven and their request for airtime. I've grown tired of journalists putting their careers and their right to know ahead of innocent lives. If printing the Unabomber's treatise or granting a TV interview to the Texas escapees saved lives, that's the important thing." Your letters should be sent to Weekend Edition's Sunday Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is wesun@npr.org, and our listener line number is area code 202-371-1775.